I love the thought that when my commitment increases, my motivation and my discipline automatically follows. Repeat after me. I love the thought that when my commitment increases, my motivation and my discipline automatically follows. I love the thought that when I play a big game and a strong enough reason why I do it, I just do it. It requires very little discipline. I'm pulled toward it, even pushed toward it. Repeat after me. I love the thought that when I play a big game and a strong enough reason why I do it, I just do it. It requires very little discipline. I'm pulled toward it, even pushed toward it. I love the thought that instead of trying to force myself to be more disciplined, I focus on setting a very inspiring, huge, audacious goal. I love the thought of doing something that pulls me in the direction of my version of myself that I dream of. Repeat after me. I love the thought that instead of trying to force myself to be more disciplined, I focus on setting a very inspiring, huge, audacious goal. I love the thought of doing something that pulls me in the direction of my version of myself that I dream of. I love the thought that there are two types of people. People like me who live their dreams, and there's the type of person who watches people on TV live their dreams. Repeat after me. I love the thought that there are two types of people. People like me who live their dreams. And there's the type of person who watches people on TV live their dreams. I love the thought that undisciplined has nothing to do with achieving the big outcomes. It's more about motivation. Repeat after me. I love the thought that undisciplined has nothing to do with achieving the big outcomes. It's more about motivation. I love the thought that nothing motivates me like a result. Repeat after me. I love the thought that nothing motivates me like a result. I love the thought that when I'm not feeling loved, what I do is I open up my journal and I ask myself these three questions. Number one, Am I open to receiving love? Number 2. Am I willing to love? Number 3. Am I worthy of giving and receiving love? Repeat after me. I love the thought that when I'm not feeling loved, what I do is I open up my journal and I ask myself these 3 questions. Number 1. Am I open to receive love? Number 2. Am I willing to give love? Number 3. Am I worthy of giving and receiving love? I love the thought that I get focused. I get what is on my mind onto paper, because my brain is for processing, not for storage. Repeat after me. I love the thought that I get focused. I get what is on my mind onto paper, because my brain is for processing, not for storage. I love the thought that I get super focused when I ask myself, what 3 things could I do in the next 90 days that would make a 50% difference by the end of the year? Repeat after me. I love the thought that I get super focused when I ask myself, what 3 things could I do in the next 90 days that would make a 50% difference by the end of the year? I love the thought that when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I make a list and I separate what I would like to do from what I have to do. Repeat after me. I love the thought that when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I make a list and I separate what I would like to do from what I have to do. I love the thought that I'm willing to reschedule and postpone whatever I want until the feeling of overwhelm starts to reduce. Repeat after me. I love the thought that I am willing to reschedule and postpone whatever I want until the feeling of overwhelm starts to reduce. I love the thought that the easiest way for me to make more money is increase my visibility, which means allow more people to know who I am and what I do. Repeat after me. I love the thought that the easiest way for me to make more money is to increase my visibility, which means allow more people to know who I am and what I do. I love the thought that my security comes from my lack of a need for acknowledgement, appreciation, and approval of others. Repeat after me. I love the thought that my security comes from my lack of a need for acknowledgement, appreciation, and approval of others. I love the thought that when I focus on what's not working in my life, I feel more discouraged. When I focus on what's working in my life, I feel encouraged. Repeat after me. I love the thought that when I focus on what's not working in my life, I feel more discouraged. When I focus on what's working in my life, I feel encouraged. I love the thought that I seek out people who are constantly encouraging me to be the highest version of myself. I love thinking adventurously. Repeat after me. I love the thought that I seek out people who are constantly encouraging me to be the highest version of myself. I love thinking adventurously. Thinking about it now, I love the thought that the more I become an encourager of others, the more encouraged I become. I love that thought. Repeat after me. Thinking about it now. I love the thought that the more I become an encourager of others, the more encouraged I become. I love that thought. I love the thought that if I'm feeling loneliness, the thing I love doing is making a list of lifelong friends, then dwelling on the wonderful memories of each person. And now I'm feeling loved. I love thinking about my lifelong friends. Repeat after me. I love the thought that if I'm feeling loneliness, the thing I love doing is making a list of lifelong friends, then dwelling on the wonderful memories of each person, and now I'm feeling loved. I love thinking about my lifelong friends. I love the thought that there's a huge difference between being alone versus all one. I love that. Somebody says, "Are you alone?" I say, "No, I'm all one." Repeat after me. I love the thought that there's a huge difference between being alone versus all one. I love that. Somebody says, "Are you alone?" I say, "No, I'm all one."